Rat Pack, where you at?
What's going on? It's the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Tuesday, January 9th. Season is over. The postseason is here. And actually, tomorrow on the podcast, we'll break down postseason fantasy football rankings. Then on Friday, I'll preview all the action. We'll talk betting. We'll talk one-and-done playoff formats. We'll talk DFS, all that fun stuff. But today, I wanted to do a postmortem on the teams who did not make the postseason. We'll talk about where they are, where they're going, any moving pieces in terms of personnel or coaching. Going to dive right in. We'll start with the AFC East, so we're not worried about Buffalo or Miami. They're both in the postseason. New England, of course, is not, and we do not know as of right now, as I'm recording this here on just after noon on Tuesday, whether or not Bill Belichick will stay with the team. As of right now, he said he is willing to give up some of the personnel decisions. We've heard the possibility of Josh McDaniels coming back to be a part of the coaching staff if he is retained. But we've also heard rumblings that the team might be interested in possibly making a move, mutually parting ways with Belichick, but bringing in Mike Vrabel. That is a very real possibility. And we heard even from Jacina Anderson that there's a 50-50 chance that Vrabel will be still with the Titans next year. So this one is not done yet. If Belichick, if they decide to move on from him, I think what's causing the delay here, if that is the case, is that I don't think they just say, okay, you know, mutually parted ways, you're free. I think Robert Kraft is looking to get something for him, whether that's trading him to the Falcons, trading him to the Panthers, trading him to the Commanders. We shall see, but should be interesting. They have some work to do. Whoever comes in as the head coach, or if Belichick is still there, because they do not have a quarterback right now. Mac Jones is a colossal failure as far as the organization is concerned as a first-round pick. Bailey Zappe is not anything more than a backup quarterback. They have some interesting pieces, but a lot of work to do. Over to the Jets. Everything seems like it's going to stay the same. Robert Saleh isn't going anywhere. I don't think Nathaniel Hackett is going anywhere, or Jeff Ulbrich. Really, the key here is Rodgers going to be good to go. And if he is, all of a sudden, I'm very confident in Garrett Wilson. I am obviously very confident in Breece Hall. He's freaking awesome. I can't wait for next year with him. But it all really, it hinges on Rodgers because the defense is very good. That's really the key there. Let's move to the AFC North where, well, three of the teams made the postseason. And the one that didn't is the Cincinnati Bengals. The coaching staff isn't going to change. This team had a winning record despite losing Joe Burrow and Joe Burrow being banged up early in the season. Jake Browning made himself a bunch of money, whether it's as a super priority backup or possibly the outside chance. I don't know how strong of a chance there is for him to actually be a starting quarterback, but still, he's going to be a priority backup, no doubt about it. As the team goes, though, it's all about Joe Burrow. If he's healthy, he is absolutely elite. Brian Callahan will be in the mix for some coaching interviews, maybe Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator as well, but I don't know if either of them go anywhere, and Zach Taylor seems fairly confident the coaching staff will remain the same this upcoming year. Okay, on to the AFC South. Okay, so Houston in, the remaining team's not in, so we'll go to Indy first. Shane Steichen, by all accounts, the first season was a big success. Very close to making the postseason after a debacle of a year, and this was with a backup quarterback. If they could keep Anthony Richardson healthy, ooh boy, watch out for this squad. Jonathan Taylor rolling down the stretch. We'll see, you know, what the future holds for the team as a whole, but he looks like he is still fresh enough and could still be a big-time difference maker in 2024. Of course, they have some firepower elsewhere, so the team looks pretty good, honestly. They're going to be a contender here. Jacksonville backslid after really having the division in the palm of their hands. Doug Peterson is going to stick around. Press Taylor will stick around, but they did move on from Mike Caldwell, the defensive coordinator, so some changes there. I would love to see Trevor Lawrence healthy. I would love to see them take a little bit of a step forward. They do still have all those receivers. And Calvin Ridley, for as much as I knock him, he was what I thought he was going to be, boom or bust. And you need that. You need that. And they have the consistency with Christian Kirk when healthy and with Evan Ingram when healthy as well. The team is not bad at all. And in fact, the division is very good. We're talking Tennessee is the worst team in the division. And, you know, they were a division winner only a few years ago. Now, I don't know what's going to happen for them going forward. Like I said, there's a possibility that Vrabel could be out. I don't even know who would replace him then. We'll talk about that when we come to it, if we come to it. But it almost seems certain that the team will be without Derrick Henry. They gave him the microphone at the end of the game. He's not going to be there next year. Right now, they hold the seventh pick in the draft, too. So I don't think they use that to address quarterback. I actually do think they give Will Levis the job right from the gate next year. He still has a ways to go in terms of development, but he did flash that major upside this year. We'll see if DeAndre Hopkins is part of their future plans, but they really have some work to do to help pad the weapons for Will Levis. And, you know, they did address offensive line with Skoronski this year, but they still have some work to do on the offensive line as well. But big question there, Mike Vrabel. Okay, moving on to the AFC West. Denver, well, they're going to move on from Russell Wilson because obviously Kansas City has made the playoffs there. But Russell Wilson, they're going to move on from almost certainly just take the huge cap hit. That means they do have a need at quarterback. I don't think that Jared Stidham passed the audition. So what do? Do they trade for Justin Fields? That would be interesting. I don't know if they do it, but that would be interesting. It does seem like the coaching staff will remain the same. Sean Payton, whether you love him or hate him, and I know a lot of people hate him, is going to get the benefit of the doubt in the short term. And they did turn things around this season, to be fair. The Raiders, okay, well, they obviously have needs at general manager and head coach, but is the need already filled at head coach? That's my question. Interim head coach Antonio Pierce did a tremendous job this season. They will still have to go through the interview process, but I mean, I think you do the smart thing and just hire this dude. And I don't know if Bo Hardigree is going to remain the offensive coordinator. You know, hire Antonio Pierce and bring in a better offensive coordinator, or, you know, bring in a big name offensive coordinator that, you know, meshes well with the team culture, and you're off to the races because you do have talent here. You know, I don't know what Josh Jacobs' future is, but Zamir White looks like he's ready for prime time. You know, your dynasty shares of Zamir White, you may be able to cash those in finally. Devontae Adams, not old yet. Actually closing in on 100 touchdowns too, which is pretty awesome. Jacoby Myers, really good. Did Aiden O'Connell, Rodney Farva himself, did he pass the audition? He might have. If I look at it, like how the Falcons went with Desmond Ridder. Is Aiden O'Connell better than Desmond Ridder, what we saw out of Ridder last year? I would say so. I think you could do worse. You certainly could do worse. Now, the Raiders, in terms of a draft pick, they're the 13th overall pick. I don't love that spot for a quarterback. There will be potential movement in terms of quarterbacks as well. So you may even not have to draft one to get one. I mentioned Justin Fields. There could be some other opportunities. You know, Kirk Cousins, if you wanted a Band-Aid for a couple years, his contract is up. He may not be back in Minnesota. We shall see. So there are some options there that the Raiders could pursue. The Chargers, well, they need a head coach and a general manager. And that's actually a really interesting job. I'm curious if they go defensive-minded yet again. Obviously, they've retained Kellen Moore past firing Brandon Staley. Is Kellen Moore a part of their plans for the future? Well, of course, they have a franchise quarterback who didn't finish the season, but Justin Herbert's still very, very good. They have some receivers, though. Keenan Allen is up there in age, and his salary cap hit is massive for next year, so he's going to have to either restructure or he could be out. Mike Williams is not a spring chicken. Quentin Johnston, did he pass the audition? I don't know if he did in his rookie season. I'm not going to hold it quite against him just yet. I think Josh Palmer is fine, but you want Josh Palmer to be your three. So, yeah, they have a little bit of work there. They do. And let's not forget Austin Eckler. That's done. I mean, I obviously it's done. Do they give Isaiah Spiller the run next year? Where will Austin Eckler be, if anywhere, next year? A lot of questions there. Ultimately, it's going to come down to who they choose as a head coach. I'd love to see them choose an offensive-minded head coach. I just don't know if necessarily they do based on the list of candidates they currently have. Over to the NFC, the Giants are out. So NFC East, Giants and Washington did not make the postseason. No coaching change at head coach for the Giants, but Wink Martindale is out at defensive coordinator, so they'll have to fill that spot. I am not overly confident here with the Giants going forward. They have a major problem at quarterback. The problem is they paid Daniel Jones, and meanwhile, Tyrod Taylor looked better than Daniel Jones, and honestly, Tommy DeVito looked equivalent to Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, a guy who you took in the first round as a premium pick. Daniel Jones, a guy who you gave a contract to when you meanwhile could have just franchise tagged him and not franchise tagged Saquon Barkley, which I don't think was necessarily the most important thing. And you had a UDFA playing basically as good as him. Yikes. They are all over the place. I mean, they're wide receivers. The collection of wide receivers they have does not make sense. They have a lot of slot guys, undersized guys, just does not make sense. And then Darren Waller, you went out and got him. Great, whoopity-doo. You had headlines for a couple days, and guess what? Darren Waller gets hurt. And guess what Darren Waller did this year? He got hurt. It's frustrating with that team. I feel for if you're a Giants fan. Washington should get a clean slate. Obviously, they moved on from everybody except Eric Bieniemy. Rivera is out. Who knows exactly where they go, but they're doing their due diligence, and I expect Josh Harris, the new owner, to make a splash here to really change the culture. They have weapons on the offensive side of the ball. You know, they have McLaurin and Dotson, Curtis Samuel having a good year. They have Brian Robinson and Antonio Gibson and Chris Rodriguez. They do not have a quarterback, but they do have the number two pick in the draft, and they could go from one UNC guy to another, from Sam Howell to Drake May, which would be a pretty big upgrade. I know there are going to be a lot of Drake May doubters out there. I am not one of them. He passes the eye test for sure, and I think he could step right in there and change things for this team. It may not be perfect right from the gate, but pair him up with an offensive-minded head coach. Get like Ben Johnson, get Bobby Slowick. Ooh, get Bobby Slowick, baby. Either one of them. Ben Johnson did a great job with Jared Goff. Either one of them to really hone and mold Drake May, if it ends up being Drake May, that would be really excellent right there for the Washington Commanders. Moving on to the NFC North. Okay, so the Lions and the Packers made the postseason. The Bears did not. I think ultimately, based on their showing down the stretch, that Matt Eberflus, who is the defensive coordinator for all intents and purposes as well, is retained. That defense was quite good down the stretch. Offensively, they have some firepower. DJ Moore had a career year. Obviously, Cole Kmet, a pretty good pass-catching tight end, and a decent backfield collection. Khalil Herbert, Roshan Johnson. I don't know if Deontay Foreman is much for the future, but still, decent. The big question, you're a team that really surged down the stretch, yet, and part of that was due to your quarterback, yet you have the number one pick in the draft, and there is a slam dunk number one pick in Caleb Williams. Could you trade it away for a second year? I think so. And last year it worked. This year, I do not think it works. I think the better move is cash in on what you did last year, the brilliant move that you made last year. You still have DJ Moore. You will get Caleb Williams in, and then you move on from Justin Fields, and you do get some, you get plenty for him in terms of picks. I don't know exactly what that looks like, the package, just yet, but you get plenty for him. And then you leverage that to the future. And honestly, for Justin Fields, I don't think that's that bad either, because you could put him in a situation, maybe it's Denver or wherever, where he now has a new lease on life, a new outlook, and a possibility to continue to improve as we've seen out of him over the course of his career. I don't think it would be that bad. And I think it's one where everybody would win. Honestly, everybody except the Carolina Panthers. Everybody would win except the Carolina Panthers. Oh, boy. So there you go on the Bears. Moving over to the Minnesota Vikings. Kevin O'Connell is a very good coach. He really is. Brian Flores, I think another year maybe getting more of his fingerprint on this defense will help. Their secondary really struggled for a good chunk of the year. But what do we have here? Well, we have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. That's great. I do think Ty Chandler ultimately surpasses Alexander Mattison, but Madison's so cheap, he'll stay on the roster. You do have a question about TJ Hockenson and when he actually is ready to come back on the field. He could miss the beginning of the season, and I don't think that's that bad of a thing. Obviously, not good for fantasy, but for the team, the big question is quarterback. Will Kirk Cousins? Kirk Cousins has already said, I'll take a hometown discount. He doesn't need money at this point. He made a lot of money, especially thanks to the back-to-back franchise tags. But do they go in that direction, or do they attempt to address the issue in the draft? Honestly, pick 11, could Jaden Daniels be there? Sure. Doesn't necessarily mean that's the direction they go in, though. But regardless, interesting, and I do still believe heavily in Kevin O'Connell as a head coach here. And an offensive mind. He's very, very level-headed and an interesting presence for that team. All right, Atlanta Falcons, they moved on. Ding dong, the witch is dead from Arthur Smith. Thank you. Now, let's get, speaking of level-headed, a level-headed head coach in here who either, if they are a defensive-minded guy, leans on their offensive coordinator and uses the big three. Bijan, we saw how good he was in that final week of the season. Kyle Pitts, can we finally unleash this dude? And of course, Drake London. But how you do that is not with what you have currently, a quarterback. You do need to address the position. Fortunately, for whoever comes in, you will be sitting with the 8th overall pick. There is a world where you pick Jaden Daniels there, wipe the hands clean, and call it a day. They do need a quarterback. They need a quarterback. You cannot do the Arthur Smith thing and wait. You need a quarterback. We shall see. Hopefully they don't screw this one up. That of course, brings us to Carolina. This is a mess. Absolute mess. Three in-season firings in a three head coaches fired in-season in a row. Wild. I don't know many who would want this job, but there's a lot of mess to clean up. It would not surprise me if they're the worst team in the league again. I don't think this is a Houston situation where you just simply turn it around in the course of a year. They just don't have the personnel to do that. It's a mess. It's really bad in Carolina. We're going to be struggling to find value there in fantasy next year. New Orleans, Dennis Allen seems to think he's going to stick around. If he does, Derek Carr will be there. We're coming close to the end of the line with Alvin Kamara. They have two old running backs. Both Alvin Kamara and Jamal Williams are 28. So watch out for Kendre Miller. He actually looked really good in week 18. I thought, really, he's big. He's really big and pretty quick for his size. Also, A.T. Perry scored two touchdowns. If Michael Thomas, who seemingly can never stay healthy, if that continues, you got a little, nice little trio here of Olave, Shaheed, and A.T. Perry, surprisingly enough. We'll see if Allen is retained, and then Pete Carmichael would continue to be the OC if Allen is retained. All right, Arizona, I don't think they move on from Jonathan Gannon or Drew Petzing. Maybe Drew Petzing. I don't know. I doubt it, though. The key here is Kyler Murray is going to remain the starting quarterback. And his group of receivers actually is kind of intriguing as well. If Michael Wilson continues to make progress, they're also sitting in a premium spot in the draft. They are at the 4. There are three quarterback needy teams. Well, one who may not be quarterback needy, but I think they're going to take a quarterback at 1. Then you got Washington and New England ahead of them. There's a world where Marvin Harrison reaches you at 4. If he reaches you, holy crap, that's awesome. And it would be awesome for Kyler Murray. Now, it may not help Trey McBride's momentum that he's had at the end of the season here, but I still think he's an elite fantasy tight end. James Conner actually playing enough to be a part of their plans for the future. They just have some work to do on the defensive side of the ball, and that's where I think maybe you could bring in a better, more experienced coordinator. All right, Rams and 49ers made the playoffs, so that leaves us with Grandpa Pete and the Seattle Seahawks. It does sound like Pete Carroll is going to stick around here for another season. Age 73 season for him, but he is pretty spry, as they like to say. Honestly, the team's pretty good. They were on the verge of making the postseason. It was so close for them. You have Geno Smith, who is going to continue to be a serviceable starting quarterback. Drew Lock, a very good backup quarterback. You got Walker and Charbonnet as the 1-2 combo. The one question I really have is, Have we reached the end of Tyler Lockett's time with the team? His contract and age would suggest so. He's going to be a big cap hit next year. He's also 32 years old. So if he moves on, obviously DK doesn't change for fantasy, but Jackson Smith and Jigba would become very, very interesting. Maybe even wide receiver too interesting. I might be getting ahead of myself a little there, but they are kind of thin. I mean, I guess Jake Bobo could give him some reps as the number three, or they could address the position. All right, well, we'll see, and we'll continue to monitor the coaching situations as we move forward. But like I said, tomorrow on the show, I'm going to break down my thoughts on postseason fantasy football rankings. We'll go position by position, and I'll tell you how many games I have everybody playing, which is going to be the big factor in how we rank these guys for our postseason fantasy drafts. Mine's coming on Thursday night, so we'll get you set up tomorrow on the podcast. In the meantime, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram, ftnfantasy.com. Go check out the site because, well, it's awesome, and you should check it out. All right, I'll catch you on the flip side for another edition of the pod. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.